All right, diving right in today, we're looking at STEM Titans Camp. Quirky Creations Robo Revolution. We've got our hands on the facilitator's guide, and wow, color me impressed.
The STEM Titans folks really seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah, right. This program looks incredible, like seriously incredible.
What strikes me right off the bat is how they manage to balance giving kids that solid foundation with leaving room for their own, like, creative sparks to fly, you know?
Totally. They actually call it out in the guide, this Quirky Creations thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So they learn all the fundamentals, working with two robotics kits, the Lego Spike Essentials, and also the Makerzoid robotics.
Interesting.
But then, and here's the cool part, they take all that knowledge and get to design their own inventions. Totally unique stuff.
It's brilliant, because that's where the step-by-step instructions and that user-friendly software become so important, especially when we're talking about coding.
Right.
Because if you're a beginner, you don't want to get bogged down in syntax.
Absolutely.
You want to be able to focus on the logic and really let that creativity flow.
Makes you wonder what kind of wild inventions these kids are going to come up with. The guide mentions that both kits offer those features. So no matter which one they're using, the kids are getting that support.
Yeah, it seems like they've got support covered from all angles, really, not just the technical side of things.
Oh, you mean like the SEL activities?
Exactly.
Right.
And the brain breaks and the way the whole program is structured to make sure kids feel like they belong.
It's like they're thinking about the whole child, not just the STEM side.
Precisely.
I was just going to say, they actually call out the whole child approach right in the guide.
Yeah.
It's not just building robots and writing code. It's about working together and creating a space where everyone feels comfortable and supported.
Yeah, that kind of environment can make a huge difference for a kid who's learning. When they feel safe and connected, they're more willing to take risks, try new things, you know, and really push those creative boundaries.
Okay, so let's try to paint a picture of what a typical day at camp looks like. Because the guide actually outlines a pretty clear structure.
Right, so it kicks off with a morning meeting to kind of set the tone for the day, get everyone on the same page, and introduce the activities.
I bet they do some cool hands-on demonstrations, too.
Oh, absolutely.
To get everyone excited.
Yes, early, right.
Exactly. And then it's hands-on building and coding time. The guide suggests putting campers in groups of two or three. Each group gets their own device and the robotics kits. I can already picture the room buzzing with energy.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone laser-focused and collaborating.
You know they've got to have a break for snacks and recess in there somewhere, too.
Oh, for sure. Got to recharge those creative batteries.
Exactly.
Then to wrap up the day, they have this awesome thing called a walk-around-the-park share-out.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
So all the kids get to show off their quirky creations and talk about how they designed them. What a fantastic way to celebrate their hard work and learn from each other.
It's like a mini science fair where they get to be the experts. I bet those share-outs are just bursting with pride and excitement. I love that. They've really thought of everything, haven't they? It sounds like a really supportive and engaging learning environment.
It does, right? Like,
yeah.
They really sweated the details, even down to suggesting you, like, pre-label the Lego Spike controllers with numbers to make pairing them with devices go more smoothly.
Smart.
Right. Such a simple thing, but it can save so much time and frustration for beginners.
Oh, absolutely. And they talk about how important it is to use the Makerzoid booklet to make sure the kids are using the right size pieces, which makes total sense. Attention to detail is key when you're building anything, but especially for younger kids.
Yeah, they could get discouraged easily if things aren't fitting together.
Right, sure.
And speaking of the Makerzoid kit, they have this Blocks course card that unlocks more advanced lessons in the app.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Sounds like they've built in ways for kids to go deeper if they're ready for a challenge.
It's that layered learning approach that I really like. It means the program can work for kids at different levels with different interests.
Right.
But everyone still gets that solid foundation.
Okay, let's talk about the coding side of things for a minute. The guide doesn't say exactly which programming language they use, but they do talk a lot about drag-and-drop interfaces.
Which is a fantastic way to introduce coding to younger learners.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about breaking down those barriers to entry.
Right.
With drag-and-drop, kids can learn the basics of algorithmic thinking, like breaking a problem down into steps.
Makes it much less intimidating.
Exactly.
Plus, it's not just coding for coding's sake. They're coding to control these awesome robots they built.
That's what makes it so cool, right?
Totally. It's like their code comes to life.
Exactly. It's not just abstract lines on a screen anymore. It's about making things move and react, interact with the world.
Can you imagine the feeling these kids get when their robot actually does what they programmed it to do?
Oh, it's got to be amazing.
No. It's not just about that immediate sense of accomplishment either.
Right. It's about developing those problem-solving skills, that resilience, learning that they have the power to create with technology.
And the guide says all this happens in just 2 weeks. That's incredible.
It really is. It speaks to the power of a well-designed program. And passionate facilitators, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
They pack so much learning and growth into those 2 weeks.
I'm honestly blown away.
Me too.
It seems like they found the perfect balance between structured learning and letting the kids explore and be creative.
Yeah, it's impressive. They're guided through the fundamentals, but then they get that freedom to experiment, make their creations their own.
Right. And speaking of those quirky creations,
Yeah.
I'm really curious what they end up looking like. The guide says for the final project, the kids combine their robotic skills with their own unique ideas to create something totally original.
And they're encouraged to use found objects from home, too.
Seriously.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant. It connects what they're learning to their everyday lives. And it encourages them to be resourceful.
Like they're turning trash into treasure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about seeing the potential in ordinary things and making them extraordinary.
Oh, I bet those final projects are amazing.
Right, I can just picture a whole gallery of these quirky robots, each
Yeah.
one totally unique, showing off its creator's personality.
And to think it all starts with those two robotics kits.
Yeah.
They're the foundation of the whole program.
It really shows you how versatile they are. You know, they give the kids that structure, that framework,
Right.
but there's also all this room for customization, for creativity.
A tough balance to get right.
It is.
Speaking of balance, I keep thinking about that whole child approach. It's like it's woven into every part of this program,
Yeah.
from the group activities to those SEL moments.
Yeah, and it's not just an afterthought either. They actually set aside specific time for SEL activities and for brain breaks.
Right.
And the guide even gives tips to the facilitators on how to create that sense of belonging within the groups.
Clearly, they get it. They understand that emotional well-being is just as important as the technical skills, especially for younger kids.
Oh, absolutely. When kids feel safe and supported, they can really thrive no matter what they're learning.
And you know what? The parents are noticing it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guide mentions how positive the feedback from parents has been.
That's great to hear.
They love that their kids are learning about robotics and coding. But they also love that they're developing these important social and emotional skills.
It sounds like this program is really hitting the mark.
It is. They're offering something really valuable. It goes way beyond just teaching STEM concepts.
It's about helping these kids become well-rounded, confident individuals.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe some of these kids will become the engineers and inventors of the future.
Maybe.
But even if they don't go into a STEM field, the skills they learn here, the critical thinking, the problem solving, the collaboration, those are skills that will help them no matter what they do in life. So, to wrap things up here, what's the takeaway? Why should people care about Quirky Creations, Robo Revolution?
Well, it's not just about robots and coding. It's about showing kids that they can solve problems, that they can be creative. It's about giving them the confidence to take on challenges and look at the world with fresh eyes.
It's about nurturing that curiosity, that spark of imagination.
Exactly.
It's about showing them that STEM can be fun and exciting
Yeah.
and that they have the power to shape the world around them.
And that's a message we need to share.
Absolutely.
Programs like this are so important for building that next generation of thinkers and creators.
Couldn't agree more.
And who knows, maybe they'll even inspire a few adults along the way.
You never know. So on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. Imagine a world where every child has the chance to experience that joy of discovery, that thrill of creating something new. What kind of future could we build together?